Now, I ain't gonna lie. First time I heard this line, I said, I know he ain't talking about me. I said, I know this nigga ain't talking about me. I forgot he was dissing Megan Thee Stallion. I said, I know he ain't dissing Miss Brownstone. I said, I know he ain't. He don't even know me like that. Okay, you don't even know me like that, so I know he ain't dissing me. All right.
You know you're such a fucking lady, right? She only really rock with a team. She don't really fuck with.
Hey, ladies and gents, because you never know who's home. All right. Today we're gonna get into some things. Now I know y'all seen the title on the video and it says women are villains too, right? Okay, let's talk about it. So I think we always shine light, especially as women, we always shine light on the men and how niggas ain't shit. You know, we have all the Tyler Perry movies and dates remind us, okay, how black men ain't shit. But today I want to talk about how women can be villains. So, as y'all know, and if it is your first time watching me, hi, my name is Miss Brownstone. Welcome to my channel. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, all that gushy stuff, because I don't want you to miss out. I had to say that. But if it's your first time watching me, you know, all of that, and on top of that, I love celebrity drama, okay? Like, I'm always in some celebrities' business. I ain't gonna lie. That's my thing, okay? You call me up and say, girl, did you hear about Megan? I'm like, yes, bitch, I sure did. I sure did. Now, it's okay because I have a platform to talk about it. So, if you don't know, Megan Thee Stallion called herself coming back, okay? Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. She came out with her song Cobra. And I have to say, I love the song Cobra. One, because this girlie has been dealing with depression. So it is a battle that I have been fighting this year. And let me tell you something, the bitch got hands, okay? So listening to her song, I definitely found it relatable. So I was like, yes, Megan, I love shit that I can relate to. But with Megan dropping that song, a lot came with her dropping that song. And in that one line of her song, she had dissed her ex-boy. If y'all see my cat, don't pay her no mind. She does this. Excuse you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Sorry about that. Damn. Bitch got some nerve. Okay. Sit, child. And I got on this damn Christmas sweater in November. Why? Because it's comfortable. And my earrings match, all right? So anyways, Megan Thee Stallion came out with the song Cobra. And she was talking about her depression and everything that she faced this year. But the one line of her song that had everybody jaw dropping, honey, okay? Definitely gagged. I gagged, honey. Was when she said, walking in and seeing you sleeping with another woman in my bed. Or something like that. Don't quote me. Y'all can listen to the song yourself. She made a comment about her ex-boyfriend and saying that she walked in on him cheating. You know, and she knew. Because these celebrities know they have to say something to get you to go, huh? What? Bitch, sips tea. Let me go listen to this song, honey. They know that. Okay? Young Miami say it all the time. Sometimes she say just ridiculous shit just to get you to listen to her shit. Okay?
You say stuff you know that's going
to
go far.
I know. That's what you're supposed to do. And guess what?
No, that was the truth.
Because no. When you said the golden shower thing and then you cleared it up, you said I wasn't even. You
have to get people talking. You know how many people went to watch that interview wanted to see what cards ours were in Risha Roulette. Yes, I like golden showers. Go buy them cards, baby.
Do you think
did he ever pee on me? No.
So she definitely used that as a little clickbait, and maybe that may be what she have seen. But people went crazy over that line that she did, indirectly dissing her ex. Or, you know, she could have been talking about anybody. It couldn't have been, it didn't have to be him. But she let the world think it was him so that people can click on the song. Well, that black man said, oh no, honey, you will not slander my name directly or indirectly, okay? So he got himself a pen and he made him a diss. Now, forgive me if I chop up this young man's name because I'm not that much of a fan of him, but I think his name is Party Barty Party. I don't fucking know. I will put his picture and his name on the screen, okay? But I know he's a big, like, songwriter. I know he wrote a lot of songs for a lot of artists and stuff. So we know his pen definitely getting popping, okay? So he took it upon himself to vocalize the things that he went through in his relationship with Megan Thee Stallion, okay? And you know the best thing I like about the diss was he put a name on it, all right? Because that's what y'all need to be doing nowadays. Y'all need to be putting names on it. Y'all dissing bitches and shit. I don't even know who you're talking about. I need to know. So you can tell me where to go when I jump in these comments, okay? I need to know, all right? Y'all just be talking shit. It's like, ah, bitch, be direct. Okay? Be direct. Because back in the day when Nas and Jay-Z had beef, bitch, motherfucker, they put a name on it. All right? When Tupac and Biggie had beef, they put a name on it. All right? Put a name on it. Okay? If you're going to diss somebody, I need Ether Flow. Nah, you can't do Ether Flow. Y'all niggas could never be Nas. But I need Ether Delivery, okay? I need Ether Delivery on every disc. Period. But, yeah, he took it upon himself to put his pen to work. And he has some interesting things to say. Now, before we get into what he had to say, a lot of women feel like, oh my God, why did he air her out? A real man would never, you know. And I think we have to stop this narrative of thinking that a real man just sits back and lets you do whatever the fuck you want and say whatever the fuck you want to them. That is abuse. And that is not what real men do. All right. Nobody's going to let you keep on, you know, nobody's going to let you keep on punching at them. Nobody's going to continuously be your punching bag. All right. And something that we used to say back in the day is just because a lion is asleep doesn't mean it's not a lion. Okay. Mm-hmm. Don't fuck with a sleeping lion, bitch. All right. So she knew, but y'all be expecting somebody to just not say nothing. And that's okay. But it's not okay. Okay, it's okay to expect that, but it's not okay to push that narrative that somebody could just sit back and let you do what you want to do. No, sir. That's not how it works. So he decided to talk about his relationship with Megan. And after listening to the song, I came to the conclusion that women are villains too. You know, I came to the conclusion that there are some fucked up women out here. And not just from the song, because I have experienced it. I have some homegirls that I've seen do some very dirty ish to men, and I'll be like, damn, he do not deserve this. He could do so much better, but because it was my homegirl, I couldn't say anything. I had to let it ride. But sometimes we have to watch people like that, you know, because lying and cheating and being conniving is all a character flaw. And if she can do it to someone that she is laying with, oh, bitch, she'll do it to you too. Okay, same thing go for men. If a man could cheat and lie and, you know, steal or whatever to his woman, he will do it to you. That is the person he's laying with, the person he tells his deep, dark secrets to, the person he will be vulnerable with, and he's stabbing that person in the back. Trust and believe me, he will do it to you, okay? I know y'all think it's bros over hoes, but honey, he gonna show you, all right? He will show you. Same thing go for women. So, I wrote down, let me take a little sip. I'm definitely giving winter, okay? It's definitely giving Christmas, all right? Mm-hmm. It sure is. I know it's early, but I'm in the Christmas spirit. Once my mama gave me this, all right? My mama gave me that chain. And when your mama buy you something, you got weird anyway. But anyways, I wrote down some stuff he said in the song, and I was like, let's talk about it, all right? So, in the beginning of the song, he says, I'd like to apologize for no longer keeping up with your lies or supporting your habits to telling half-truths. The reason why I like that line is because a lot of women, I don't want to say a lot of women, a lot of people do this. A lot of people sit back and they will never tell you the whole truth because they're scared of how they might be viewed. And I said people, but I've seen women do it too. I just got to say that, okay? I don't want to say a lot of women, but I'm going to say some women, all right? I see women do it too. Like, when somebody don't want you, and it's just women, when they don't want a woman, when a woman doesn't want a man to look at them like they a hoe or to look at them in a certain type of light, they'll tell the story, but they won't tell you the whole fucking story. They'll tell you the half truth, okay? And you know how I know? Because, bitch, I used to do it. I ain't lying. See, people used to be like, oh, you lying because you ain't tell the whole truth. That's not lying, bitch. I just didn't volunteer information. But when you do stuff like that, it's because of the fact that you don't want that person to look at you in a different light. So you like, you know, I'm not going to tell a whole thing. I'm gonna tell half of it. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was an interesting line, because I do think that when you are somebody's friend, when you are somebody's companion, when you are somebody's partner, you know, or their soulmate or whatever, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, fiancés, we're supposed to stick beside you no matter what. And sometimes the stuff you be saying be bullshit, and we supposed to still sit back and, like he said, you know, keep up with your lies and, you know, support your habits to tell them half truths. And sometimes it's like, it's hard to keep up with the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just be like, girl, this line don't match with the last line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be going out looking like a fool with you, but that's what y'all be expecting. So, it is what it is. But I definitely like that line. The second line he said was, the people that know you don't love you, and the people that don't know you love you. Ooh, that had to hurt. That had to hurt. I know that had to hurt. And the reason why I say that had to hurt, because it's like, damn, he basically saying, like, if these people got to know who you really are at your core, they would know that you are the goddamn snake bitch. You are the cobra bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, these people don't know you and they love you based off what you put out there. But the truth is, you ain't all what it's cracked up to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, the people who know you, people that get close enough to see you at your core, know that you are a foul individual. And the people that don't know you, they just love what you produce, love the content that you put out, but they don't really know who you really are. Ooh, sickening. That was a good line. Okay, I told you, don't play with his pen. Okay. Hello. And it's crazy because, you know, I had a homegirl who, From you know, we're not friends no more, but from the outside, you know, you look at this girl, you be like, oh, she's a very beautiful woman. She's very intelligent. She got it going on. You know, like, I want to be like this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, she living a life. And then when you get close enough, you realize it's all a facade. And you be like, damn. And then I always used to look at her friends and her, well, she ain't never had no friends, but I used to look at her family and be like, why her family don't fuck with her? Like, I'm the one in this bitch corner going hard for her. Her ex nigga don't fuck with her. All these people that got close enough to her can't stand this bitch. And I'm the one in the corner who, I'm the new girl on the block. And I'm going hard for her. And like, oh no, she's so innocent. But then once I got close enough, I realized, wasn't nothing innocent about that hoe. And everything that them people said about her was true. And my uncle says all the time, he says, when you see a sucker, never save a sucker, okay? You know, when somebody is showing you their effed up individual and everybody else ain't rocking with them, don't you be the person to go rock with them. Because you're going to get...
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Bit! So, never try to save a sucker, as my uncle say, okay? Shout out to him. The next thing I heard him say in the song that I thought was dope, it says, spend 4 hours doing glam, not a blemish, but your foundation is off. You need to fix it. Clean up your spirit and not just your image. Ooh, woo, that hurt, because I feel like nowadays a lot of women care more about the aesthetics. You know, you look at Instagram, you know, a lot of women care about the aesthetics. Everybody care about being the it girl, being that girl, looking this way, you know, and I believe appearance is important. I do say that all the time, but we so caught up on the image. A lot of these women, when you get to know them, they foul. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said in, like, one video, I said, like, you rocking all the designer, but how did you get it? You know what I'm saying? So, I think that's deep, because these girls out here that be wanting to be baddies, and you really get close enough to them, and you be like, ew, you know? Like, it's nothing special about you. And that's why I be telling girls all the time, when they be like, oh, he left me for an ugly bitch. I be like, sometimes the ugly girl is the upgrade. Y'all be thinking that your looks and all this shit is what makes you the upgrade. No. The ugly bitches be the upgrade because her soul is pretty, honey. Okay? And because she love on a different type of level, all right? And it's not always about looks, you know what I'm saying? But if you can make the package on the outside be just as amazing as the package in the inside, the quality of the packaging inside, that would be great. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody wraps up an apple and make it look pretty and put a bow on it, that's a great package. Just an apple. It's good for you. And you wrap it up and you made it look good. But if somebody wraps up a goddamn chocolate bar that's going to give you a heart attack and diabetes, it's like, damn, I really don't want this shit. It look good. But is it good for me? Okay, everything that glitters ain't gold, all right? But I think that is the new thing nowadays. Like, women are very, like, care more about their image than they actually care about who they are at their core. A lot of women nowadays do not have morals. They do not have standards. They don't give a crap, okay? And it's the world that we living in because we have all these damn sexy reds and Sukianas and all this stuff nowadays is just glamorified, especially when it comes to black women. And that's a conversation for a different day. I ain't gonna go there. But yeah, he was right. He hit the nail on the head with that one, okay? The last one he said that I absolutely love, okay? He says, you fall out with everyone in your facility. Is that depression or is it hostility? Now, I ain't gonna lie. The first time I heard this line, I said, I know he ain't talking about me. I said, I know this nigga ain't talking about me. I forgot he was dissing Megan Thee Stallion. I said, I know he ain't dissing Miss Brownstone. I said, I know he ain't. He don't even know me like that. Okay, you don't even know me like that. So I know he ain't dissing me. All right. But I like the line because my homeboy, he made a comment one day. And we just, because in the early peak of our friendship, he made a comment. He was like, damn, like, it's been a week and you done fell out with two of your homegirls already. So, like, he like, you need to look yourself in the mirror. Like, are you the problem? Like, you need to take accountability for it because what are you doing? And that's what I thought he was talking about me, because my friend said it to me and it hurt my feelings. So I was like, I'm not the problem, nigga. I'm not the problem. But then I had to think about it. I do fall out with a lot of people that, like new friends. I do fall out with my new friends. I'm not going to lie. But I am the woman who, I have friends around me that have been friends with me for decades. You know, like my close friends, and that's women and men, we've been friends since fucking babies. You know what I'm saying? We've been friends since middle school and even before that, you know, like, so I had to get out my feelings when I heard the line and when my friend said it to me, because he was just trying to, you know, he was looking out for me. But I got out my feelings when I heard the line when my friend said it, because I had to think about, like, hold up, but I got homegirls I've been friends with for years and we still rocking out with our cock out, so it ain't me. All right, it just, when it comes to new women, I do have difficulties, you get what I'm saying? But that's because I expect people to love on me and treat me how I treat them, and you can't expect that. And I expect those girls that come in to know what it's like to be a friend and to be the same friend and ride for me like my girls from back in the day do. And nowadays women don't know how to be friends, but that's a conversation for a different day. But that's part of the reason why I like the song, I mean, like the line. All right, the other reason why I like the line is because I tell men all the time, if you start dating a woman and she don't have any female friends, that's a red flag. If you start talking to a woman and she don't have at least one homegirl that she's been friends with for over 3 years, that's a red flag. You know, friendships are like relationships. Friendships are relationships, you feel me? So you get to see how they treat their friend, and if they don't treat their friend well, they can't be a good friend. They damn sure cannot be a good lover. Because before you can really be a lover, you have to be that person's friend first, okay? When Toni Braxton said, homie, lover, friend, she meant that shit. So I like that line because it's like, you got to take heave, okay? Take heave, all right? Some of these women, My grandmother said, if I had a nice day, don't say nothing at all. I'm just home. Honey, okay? But what have I gained from this whole song? He talked about a lot of things in this song. And the main thing that I didn't write the lyrics down, but he talked about, was he talked about her having him in front of men, shaking these men's hand that she knew that she slept with. And that goes back to, you know, telling lies and telling half truth. It's like, oh, he tried to talk to me, but it didn't work out. No, bitch, the whole story is he tried to talk to you, fuck that nigga, and it didn't work out. Let's not forget the details. Let's not forget that you slept with that man, okay? So he was just like, damn, like, you had me around dudes that you know you was messing with. You got me out here looking like a goofy. And you don't get a nigga back like that. You don't get your man back like that. I think everything is about self-respect. I mean, not self-respect. Everything is about respecting your partner. And men do it, and women do it too, clearly. But I think you need to let it be known. Like, don't have me looking goofy. Don't have me...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
In a room with people, and you know you was messing with them. And now I'm the joke. You feel me? Now I'm the clown in the circus. Now everybody looks at me like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, now let me know. Like, be upfront what it is and let me play myself if I choose to deal with it, you know? But when you start to hide, that's because whatever you did, you feel like you shouldn't have did it. You know, you hide in your past because you know you're shameful and you know you was wrong, okay? And I hate to put my finger like this, I'm like to my grandmama. But girl, hello, okay, he was talking some crap up in there, but I think you should be, you know, I'm not saying like tell your body count and stuff like that, because I don't think that's important, okay, because by the time we get 60, we're gonna have enough bodies our age, all right, let's talk about it if you ain't married, all right, you know, everybody has a whole phase, okay, it's conversation for a different day, but I'm just saying, I think that if, you know, your man should know who you mess with or who you used to talk to, if he's going to be in close proximities of this person, if he's going to have to encounter that person, it needs to be said. Like, I'm not going to have my man in a room with a whole group of niggas that I slept with. You know what I mean? Like, that's just blatant disrespect. Like, I would like my dude to know. And just like if I was cheating or anything like that, which I don't do, and this go for women, it's how women feel. Like, if you're going to cheat on me, let me know. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I feel like, let me know. Or if you mess with some girl, let me know that I'm gonna have to be around, because then it's like, all right, I don't look like a goofy when somebody bring a bone back to me. I'm not like, oh, sugar snacks. I didn't know. Like, I could be like, yeah, okay, I knew about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, honesty is the best policy, you know? So I think that's very disrespectful. And he just talked about her cheating a lot and her lying. And like I said before, cheating and lying is a character flaw. And it tells you all you need to know about a person. So just be careful with what you choose to entertain. And I think most of all, what I learned from this was that men have voices too. And as much as I hate these men podcasts, okay, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. This showed me that a lot of people hate it because they just don't want them to voice their opinion. I hate them. I hate them because I think they're very disrespectful to women. You know what I mean? It's okay to share your experiences. It's all right. But when you start bashing women and stuff like that, it's just like, it's giving. You don't like women and you like something else. Okay. Y'all seen these podcasts. I ain't gonna go there. But yeah, men have voices too, and they should be allowed to use it, especially as a creator, as an artist. Like, I'm happy that he put his pen to work and didn't go tweeting on some Kiki Palmer boyfriend type junk. I think that was some real, like, masculine shit. Like, he put his feelings into his craft, you know? And it's like, oh, you think you're gonna say whatever you wanna say about me? Let me speak on myself. Like, you know what I mean? You ain't gonna have me going out sad. So, I definitely think that was dope. More of the story is, women are villains too. And people are, men and women, people in general, they can be shady, they can be conniving, they can be cheaters, they can be liars, they can be some effed up people. So we have to stop this gender war. And I know y'all like, well, Ms. Brownstone, you had your hand in the pie, okay? You played in a gender war. People be saying that to me, but it's like, no, I just speak on what I experience. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I just speak on what I experience, and, you know, and I give the voice to the ladies. I'm not on some shit like, oh, men ain't shit. Like, I would be lying if I said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some good dudes out here. There's, like, some good women out here. But I say all this to say that women can be the villains, you know, and men are entitled to have a voice. Men are entitled to speak their mind. Men are entitled to share their experiences, you know. Not everybody out here is just so innocent, and women do not shit out roses. That was the message I was getting at. So, that's it. I'm wrapping this up because we're going on 27 minutes. As always, ladies and gents, if you're watching, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you guys next time.